On Monday, Indonesia holds its first direct election for president, 6 years after the fall of dictator Suharto. Five candidates are vying for the support of the country's 150 million voters. Opinion polls show a former general far ahead of his rivals, who include another ex-general and Indonesia's current president. If no candidate gets at least 50% of the vote, a runoff will be held in September. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta.
Just 4 months ago, retired General Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono was security minister in the cabinet of the current president, Megawati Sukarnoputri. After a bitter falling out, Yudhoyono left the cabinet and decided to run against his former boss. Now, just 3 days before the election, opinion polls show Yudhoyono capturing more than 40% of the vote, Megawati less than half that. Political analyst Salim Said says it's no accident that an ex-general now leads the field, despite the military's reputation as enforcer during the dictator Suharto's rule.
When the civilian politician, which is run the country right after Suharto, seen by the people as not decisive, cannot control the situation. This is the way common people look into the political elite in Indonesia today.
This perception has also helped the candidacy of another former general, Wiranto, now neck and neck with President Megawati in second place in the latest polls. The charismatic Wiranto, a one-time aide to the strongman Suharto, is running as the candidate of Suharto's former political machine, the Golkar Party. Wiranto was also armed forces chief during the turbulent transition from Suharto's rule. He has been indicted by a UN-backed tribunal for his alleged role in crimes against humanity in East Timor. Both the human rights charges and his Golkar ties work against Wiranto in the minds of some Indonesians. Yudhoyono, in contrast, is viewed as largely untainted, a man who can help restore stability, create jobs, and curb corruption. Political analyst Wimar Witalar.
He is seen as being clean, decent, polite, even for a general, quite gentle, moderate, conciliatory. He's held many positions. His role in the effort against terrorism is well-received, well-deserved. International world likes him.
Nonetheless, the possibility of a former general at the helm so soon after the departure of the ex-general Suharto worries some. 6 short years after Suharto's rule ended, a rule marked by widespread human rights abuses by elements of the military. Both Yudhoyono and Wiranto say they are firmly committed to the supremacy of civilian rule, but some long-time military watchers, like analyst Salim Said, are still wary.
Because in Indonesian history, only the military, or retired military, is in the position, or will be in the position, to manipulate the military, because they know better the military than the civilian. And in Indonesian history, no authoritarian government can function without the support of the military.
It happened before with Suharto, Said says, and it could happen again. Wimar Witalar says he'll be disappointed if Monday's election narrows the field to two former generals. But even if that happens, Witalar says, it does not mean that Indonesians want to see a return to authoritarian rule.
That the civilian politicians have failed is, I think, beyond question. That you might need ex-military men now to tide us over might also be right. But that doesn't translate into a desire for more military in power or in the government. It is a necessary evil.
Bambang Harimurti, editor-in-chief of the newsweekly Tempo, a frequent target of Suharto's regime, agrees. Indonesia's democratic institutions have been greatly strengthened in the past 6 years, he says, and there's little chance of turning back.
Now, I think we have a different situation where people are more confident. We can have a relatively peaceful environment if we have still relatively free press, we have functioning civil society, I think I'm not too worried.
In the meantime, Monday's direct presidential election is an indication that the democratic process, a work in progress, continues to move forward. Results from Monday's election are expected within 2 weeks. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.